We're talking high school football here on KSOM, visiting with the head football coach for the Harlan Cyclones, Todd Blatt. And, Coach, a nice win last week as you thumped Perry 49-7. Now get ready for a big showdown in the district this week with Nevada. How are you feeling about your football team as you prepare for the Cubs?
Well, you know, they're a tough squad. They've got a lot of guys back. They're fairly experienced here, and last year we had a little bit of a struggle against them. So we're looking to bounce back and execute. Last year we didn't execute. So we're focused on that. Focused on what we can do that way with alignment, assignment, technique, and hopefully get guys in the right position on offense and defense, and see if we can't play some ball.
Well, I know that it's been rough here in recent weeks. Everything hasn't kind of clicked. You've had some injuries you've had to deal with. How important was it to get that win over Perry?
Oh, confidence building. I thought we did a much better job executing. We had guys in position to make plays where we have been. So, that was good to see. Now we got to step up the game and, maybe change a few things, but, we're going to stick to what we do and go from there.
What can you say about the job about Lucas Francis with his game last week, 179 yards and five rushing touchdowns?
Yeah, he looked tough. I think guys up front were getting some, good movement for him, and he was making good decisions and sticking to them and hitting it hard. That was good to see of him, from the backfield. And fullback was doing a nice job getting some things done there for us as well. When different aspects of the offense are working and they start trying to take certain things away, you can start to exploit some different things, and that's kind of what we did last week.
A few weeks ago, you and I talked, and, this team had been a passing offense in recent years. You've thrown a little bit this year. You've run a little bit this year. Do you feel like you've established an identity in offense yet?
Well, I think any time you have an offense, you want to be as balanced as possible. We'll see how things play out. That's the give and take with football. You have to take what they give you and not try to be too greedy. And, that's the job of the coach, figure out what you can take and, then we're going to try to put kids in the best situations we can and see if we can make some plays.
And what can you tell me about just injuries and the overall health of the team? Do you feel like guys are starting to come back and you're satisfied there?
I think so. We're going to be as healthy as we can be on Friday, I can tell you that.
Well, that's definitely good to hear. That's a start, right?
As healthy as we can be, So, we're going to have guys out there, and they're going to give everything they can, I can tell you that.
What about the defense? I mean, the tackle chart was pretty balanced last week against Perry. Who has really stood out, or what has really stood out for you on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, the key on Friday, and I think it's with any big game, is going to be a line play for both sides of the ball. If one side is going to dominate the other, you're going to have good things in the line. So I think this game is going to be, predicated on how our offensive line and defensive line performs, and then allowing skill guys to go make plays, whether it's defensively or offensively. You have to get it done up front so that those guys can run free on defense. And offensively, you have to get it done up front so that you can have an opportunity for skill guys to make plays out in space.
Nevada has had some impressive numbers offensively. The Eaton kid at running back has gone for nearly 900 yards, averaging 7 yards a carry. What do you see from their running game that you're going to have to identify there?
Well, they're pretty darn explosive. They're not afraid to run their quarterback. They got two thunder-thumping backs back there. So we're going to have to be aligned really well and then, react and go make plays. Football is all about 100% effort. You can't play at even, you know, 80%. You got to be 100% all the time and trust your instincts and go make the plays when you're called upon.
What about their line, either their O-line or their D-line, and how you match up with it? I mean, they have 37 tackles for a loss on defense so far this year. So that's linemen, that's linebackers. They obviously have some playmakers there that you have to deal with.
Yes, they do. You know, I think we're going to put it as a test and see if we can't produce some offense and, you know, get guys on, get hats on hats and win battles. You know, every single play, you got 11 battles that are going out on the field. So you win the most battles and usually the war can be yours. That's not always true. But for the most part, that's what it is. You're fighting 11 battles on each play and the team that wins the most battles is going to come out on top.
And just overall, like I said, a tough couple of weeks, but then a victory here. Winning usually kills all ills, but a tough challenge. And how do you see this? I mean, there's going to be a lot of people say Harlan's the underdog, but they're still Harlan. I mean, so what's the approach of your kids going into this game? Maybe something for them to prove.
Well, the only thing you can control is the next play. You know, and that's going to be our motto, and that's our motto for the rest of the season is the next play. And, you know, the next play is the kickoff. So we're going to take it one play at a time and try to be lined up correctly and put kids in the best possible scenarios to make plays. And, you know, that's what we're going to try to control. Control the things we can control and not worry about things that we can't control.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck this week against the Cubs. Thanks so much.
Yep, thanks so much. Go Cyclones.
Todd Blatt, head coach for the Harlan Cyclones, with us here on KSOM.